finance and economics. Retail investing. Robin Hood and the Merry Mob.
It would be hard for a firm that describes itself as democratizing investing to go public in any other way. When Robin Hood lists on the NASDAQ on July 29th, after The Economist goes to press, institutional investors will, as is usual, be able to buy and trade shares on the exchange. Less conventionally, the broker also plans to sell a third of the shares in itself to its users. Your correspondent felt a frisson of excitement as she took part in an initial public offering, or IPO, for the first time, bidding for a single share in Robin Hood. The slick graphics explained how IPO shares are allocated and reassured punters that, as is not the case at other brokers, order size, assets and the age of the account would play no part in whether a bid was accepted or not. Before most firms go public, they do a roadshow, which typically involves investment bankers compiling snazzy slideshows, donning their sharpest suits and fanning out to meeting rooms in big cities to canvass support from pension funds, asset managers and other institutional investors. Robin Hood instead made its 40-minute pitch online to anyone who wanted to listen on the Saturday afternoon ahead of its debut. The anti-establishment approach is all too fitting. No other company's fortunes have been as tied to the craze for meme stocks, fueled by online forums and lockdown-induced spare time. Robin Hood, which will go public at a valuation of $32 billion, has seen its user base explode during the pandemic. Its prospects are likely to be determined by wherever the retail mania, the subject of much regulatory hand-wringing, goes next.